Sure.
And for more on the Senate confirmation hearings of U.S. Attorney General nominee William Barr, we're going to be joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Rory Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law and a past clerk at the Supreme Court. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to talk to us. What do you make of Barr's comments about how he will treat the Mueller investigation?
So let's be clear. Bill Barr is a Republican. He served as Attorney General 20-some years ago under President Bush in 1992. He is not a liberal Democrat. He is who he is. But he's viewed as a very honest guy with a lot of integrity. He's kind of hard-nosed on some criminal law issues. And I think he committed today to let Bob Mueller finish his investigation, write his report, and not interfere with that. So I think that's a very healthy assurance, and I don't think there's any doubt that Bill Barr will be confirmed relatively quickly by the Senate.
Professor, I want to ask you about a very specific exchange, which turned out to be rather contentious. Barr and Senator Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat from Connecticut, Barr refused to tell Blumenthal that he would not stay, or that he would stay out of investigations in the federal courts that are looking into the president. He says he has a responsibility to use his judgment and discretion. Does that approach seem correct to you?
Well, yes. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your politics and who's the president at any particular moment, the attorney general is charged with overseeing the litigation that the federal government is involved in. And so it is that lawyer's job to try to exercise judgment on the merits of lawsuits that are filed both for and against the United States. And we can recall that the Attorney General spent time defending the Health Care Act, for example, under President Obama. So, I mean, that's what the Attorney General does.
What happens to Rod Rosenstein if Barr is confirmed?
Well, I think Rosenstein has made it clear that he intends to leave his post. It's actually pretty normal for someone to leave the post of Deputy Attorney General when a new Attorney General takes over halfway through an administration. The average life of a deputy attorney general is less than 2 years, and Rosenstein's been there for about 2 years. So it's not surprising. He'll probably go to a law firm, and after, you know, 30 years of public service, he might actually make a little bit of money for his two kids who are both in high school and headed for college.
Anything strike you as unsuspect or unexpected when you heard Mr. Barr speaking today?
I don't think unexpected. I mean, people are going to spin this in all directions. We know that he's a tough guy. He's an honest guy. He's 68 years old. He's not looking for the next spot in anybody's administration. I think he was ready to sort of step back from his legal practice. He's not going to be a liberal on criminal justice issues. He is from an older generation on that. But, you know, for example, he said he wouldn't interfere with states that have legalized marijuana. That's actually a step forward from where Jeff Sessions was a year ago. So I think he'll be confirmed, and I think that we will see sort of tough but honest law enforcement.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. That is Rory Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law and a past clerk for the Supreme Court.